My name is Melinda Manning, and I am running for the Chapel Hill Carrboro Board of Education. Running for office was never on my bucket list. It was actually never something I really considered doing before. But last year, when my son was a senior at Carrboro High, we had some pretty big concerns with administration. I was one of the parent representatives and eventually the chair of the school improvement team. And so we started going to the board. And unfortunately, we didn't get much of a response. And then I realized that maybe I had the skills and the passion to actually be on the board. The top three things that I really am running on, the number one thing is our teachers. We have brilliant teachers, and I think we need to do everything in our power to retain them. We can't do much about the salary. You know, unfortunately, so much is controlled by the state, but there's other things we can do. There's other frustrations the teachers have. Like, for example, a lot of them feel like they don't get much input in decision-making at their schools. There's some real problems with teacher morale. Many teachers have told me they feel like sometimes administrators are kind of openly hostile to them and the work that they do. And that's really unfortunate. I think we should be doing everything we can to empower our teachers. I also believe that our teachers may have some of the answers to some of the big problems that we're facing as a district. We're just not asking them, and we need to start asking them. So the second thing is really trust. There's kind of starting to be a lack of trust between some of our families and the district and what's happening in the schools and the board. And I think we need to really work on rebuilding that trust. And that kind of goes into my third piece is transparency. We have some incredibly tough decisions ahead. So that's why it's imperative that we be as transparent as possible and really invite the community in helping us make those decisions. I think one of the things we just need to realize and really communicate outward, we're not getting more money. I mean, that's just the reality. So I think, again, we really need to be very fiscally responsible. That might mean going through the entire budget line by line. You know, do we need to have this many consultants? Do we need to have all the leases that we have? One of the things I really support Chair Griffin on is that he's talked about how we need to evaluate a lot of our programs to see if we are getting return on investment. Is it doing what we need it to do? In some programs, we will say, hey, this is a great program. We need to continue funding it. Some programs we say, no, it's going to be a lot of hard decisions. And that's why I think that we really need to be as open and honest with the community kind of about where we are in a budget sense. It's wonderful that we are, you know, often considered to be the best school district in the state. And I know that's something that attracts a lot of families to move here. But we certainly have some pretty serious inequities. I don't know so much policies. I think it's as much programs that we need to really consider investing in. I know that some money has been put into specialized tutoring programs, for example. I think we really need to focus on K through 5 because that's when you really build those kind of initial skills. I also think we really need to look at what some other districts and other states are doing. This has been a problem for many years, and it seems like what we've been doing is not working. So maybe it's time to kind of look for some fresh ideas elsewhere. I'm going to point out Mississippi. Now, Mississippi is not a state we think about for education. I actually taught in Mississippi for 3 years with Teach for America. Mississippi has actually done some really remarkable things with the teaching of reading, and their reading scores have really shot up. And again, I don't really see it as an achievement gap. I see it as an opportunity gap. Some of our students have way more opportunities than others that are provided for them by their families. What can we do to make sure that the other students who don't have the same opportunities, what can we do to bolster them? I think it's wonderful that our community passed the bond referendum. We have 5 elementary schools that are, the buildings are probably past their prime. We also know that we have fewer students than we did before, particularly at the elementary level. I think what I heard is our elementary schools are only operating at about 75% capacity. So I think as we are considering what we're going to do with this bond money, I think we need to do a comprehensive plan, not just kind of do it piecemeal. And part of that is also looking and seeing, do we need to actually reduce our number of elementary schools as a part of that? There's no point in replacing an elementary school and then deciding 5 years down the road that we're going to close it. We need to show our community that we're good stewards of that money because they kind of put that faith in us by passing that referendum. And so, again, another area we really need to be very transparent about exactly what we're doing, you know, with that bond money. When voters see my name, and hopefully they will check by my name, what I hope they will think of me as someone who's not afraid to rock the boat. If you kind of look at my history, you'll see that I'm someone who is certainly willing to kind of ask the tough questions and sometimes take tough stands on things. I think it's important we have a critical eye to everything we're doing right now. I'm not afraid to do that. And I'm really excited to serve this community in this way.